Hey, hey, what you say? This is Old Fashioned Gospel Radio. I am your host. I am Pastor Ethel Harper, and it is such a blessing that you have joined us today. We have a great show today. We're going to be talking about the yoke of bondage, which is really necessary in the kingdom of God. We need to talk about that today, but oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be with you today. I want to just welcome you and just tell you that God has been good. He woke us up this morning and started us on our way. Because that he woke us up this morning, we do have purpose. And that purpose is to give him praise. That purpose is to lift up the name of Jesus. That purpose is to give him the glory, the honor, and all the praise. Well, my sidekick, Gentleman Elder Harper, he is not with me, but my daughter will be back with us for this show, and I'm so excited when that she joins us a little bit later. But we need to get started with some housekeeping, and we need to get that out of the way with our public service announcements. Old Fashioned Gospel Temple Ministries is located at 1303 D Street, right here in the beautiful city of Las Vegas. Our church services are as follows. Sunday school is at 9:30 a.m. on Sundays. Sunday morning worship is at 11 a.m. Our Bible study is on Wednesday nights at 6:30 p.m. Our Inspire Bible study for seniors is on the second and fourth Saturdays at 1 p.m. Tomorrow would be our that would be our time for our Bible study for seniors, but we are going to reconvene in March. So, again, we will not be having that this Saturday. We will be having it reconvene on the second Saturday in March. On March the 6th, we'll have a prayer breakfast. We're praying that those that are available can come out and join with us on our prayer breakfast, pray for the sick, pray for the shut-in, pray for our nation, pray for our world. Amen. And that's going to be at 10 a.m. Our third annual Deacon's Day will be March the 14th at 3 p.m. Our Easter basket giveaway will be March 27th at 7 a.m. You need to, I'm going to get on Google, I'm going to get on Facebook, I'm going to get on everything that I can to announce the Easter basket, the Easter food basket giveaway for March 27th. And if your family needs a basket, please do call us and see what we're doing, or either get in touch with us on Facebook and find out what we're doing. We also need donations of non-perishable foods. We need you to call 502-715-1615 to schedule a time to drop off your food donations. We need non-perishable food so that we can put that with what we have to give to the needy families that need this for Easter. Amen. We solicit your help. If you can't give us non-perishable foods, we ask that you go on our Cash App, which is $OFGTM2018, and help us with your best gift that we might give back to those that are in need. Our winter revival for Old Fashioned Gospel Temple Ministries begins March the 25th through the 28th. The 25th through the 27th, it will be 6:30 p.m. nightly. We have some dynamic speakers coming for our winter revival. We pray that you come and be with us. And then for our closeout on Sunday at Sunday, the 28th at 3 p.m. We ask that you come, amen, and be with us as we close out our winter revival, which we know is going to be dynamic. We have speakers that will be there that will just impart to your spirit, revive you, and cause, amen, the stirring up of the spirit, that we get back on this pony and we get going as the Lord would have us to do. We also have, at that time, on the 27th, we have an evening with Mary Nell Haynes of the Haynes Sisters group of California. And then we have the Lions of Judah on the ticket also. They will be in concert on the 27th. Tickets will go on sale they'll go on sale on the 28th. Amen. That's going to be Sunday. Those tickets will go on sale on Sunday. So for those of you that are interested, please make sure that you go on Eventbrite. That's where the tickets will be found. And we're looking forward to having a great concert with Mary Nell Haynes and the Lions of Judah. This has been Old Fashioned Gospel Radio public service announcement. Thank you for listening. Now back to our program. Now, we were talking about, I said at the beginning of the show, that we were going to be talking about the yoke of bondage. It is so important that we understand that the yoke of bondage is prevalent everywhere. Why? Because the yoke of bondage is sin. And, you know, we have been put in our homes, it's so important that we know that the yoke of bondage is real. You know, it's really real. I mean, because, I mean, everything is at our fingertips. You know, I mean, they have gambling that you can gamble in your home. You can, there's so much stuff. I mean, teachers, firemen. I mean, you listen to the news. I mean, people are being found in precarious situations, you know, and, you know, it's all because that, you know, all of this stuff is opening up because, you know, because of this COVID-19 experience that we're experiencing. Let me not get ahead of myself. I want to make sure that we do things in order. We do have a devotion before that we have this show. And so I don't want to go too far in. Amen. And I can't come back. Amen. And praise God. But we're going to have devotion, and then we'll get right into our show. So, pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by, calling Savior, oh Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Amen. Now, our scripture is coming from Matthew, the 15th chapter, verses 21 through 28. I am reading out of the King James Version Bible. For those of you that have a different version, I promise that there are some words that might be different, but it does mean the same thing. Amen. Matthew, the 15th chapter. Amen. Hi, Asia. Love you. Amen. So we're reading Matthew, the 15th chapter, verses 21 through 28 as our devotional scripture. I'm reading out of the King James Version Bible. And the Word of God, it reads just like this. It says, "Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she cries after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's, from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. May God add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word. Pray with me. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for another day that wasn't promised to us, Lord. We thank you that, Lord, you kept us all night long while we slept, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that when you woke us up this morning, that our testimony is that our bed wasn't our cooling board. Thank you, Father God, Lord, that you let us see the dawning of a brand new day. Father God, Lord, we just ask you that now, Lord, you let your Holy Spirit come. Lord, let Ethel decrease and let thy spirit increase, Father God. Lord, we're asking that, Father God, you open up our minds, open up our hearts, Father God, that we receive your word gladly, Father God, that we will do what the psalmist David said, that we will take this word and we will hide it in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. Father God, now I ask you to look upon those that are sick and shut in at this hour. Look upon the bereaved, Lord. Lord, I'm asking you, Father God, to look upon those in the hospital rooms. Look upon those, Father God, that are in convalescent homes behind prison walls. Father God, look upon those that are missionaries bringing the word, Father God, to the world. Look upon those, Father God, Lord, that are in the highways and the byways and those that are not saved. Father God, we call to you now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to save the lost, Father God, and set the captives free. Father God, we'll be careful to give your name the praise, all the honor and the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank God. Amen and amen. It is such a blessing to have Asia with us today. Asia, talk to us. Give us some good words. How you doing this today?
I'm doing good. Everything going on in the world, you know, all we can do is take it one day at a time. And I thank God that every day I get to take that, you know, one day at a time.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I know the Lord is real. Hallelujah. Today, our background scripture is coming out of Galatians, the 5th chapter and the 1st verse. We are talking, Asia, today about the yoke of bondage. We're talking about the yoke of sin. You know, as I stated earlier, we are in a precarious situation. We are all behind closed doors. We are in our homes behind TV screens and computer screens, tablet screens, and even our cell phone screens. We are in a place now where that we are bottled up in our homes. And some of us, we, especially with our computers, we are introduced to a highway, a highway that can lead down the wrong way. When I look at the news, when I look at that, you know, it saddens me that a firefighter, you know, somebody that is supposed to, you know, protect and serve, is found in a, you know, in a ring of people, pedophile, you know, with pedophiles, you know, preying on our children. It's terrible. But listen, this yoke of bondage is real. Sin is real. Sin is real. It's so prevalent. And I see it more and more. I see people that are locked in their homes. Now the addict is free to be an addict. The addict can, you know, the alcoholic now is free. You know what I mean? This sin bondage is horrible. It's a lot of stuff that's coming out. I mean, I hate to hear that our young people are taking their lives. I hate to hear that we have men and women that are taking not only their life, they're taking their loved ones' lives. They've gotten to a point where the enemy has tricked them and told them that there is no way out, when we know that the word says that we are to submit ourselves, therefore, unto God. Resist the devil, you know, and he will flee. You know, we're told that in the word of God that God will not put more on us than we can bear, that he will create a way of escape. But, you know, it's something that this yoke of bondage that is out there that keeps our eyes blinded to the truth. But that's what the enemy does, and that's his job, is to blind us to the truth, to blind us, you know, to make us believe that all else has failed, when God said he would never leave us nor forsake us. Uh-huh.
Today I find that a lot of times people, they're not blinded. They just refuse to take the right path. And that's a harder road to take than people realize, because being naive is one thing, but choosing that road and actually sticking with it, with, you know, your mind being free and clear, that's so hard, because every decision that you make, you know that you made that, and you have to accept it. And a lot of these people are making really bad decisions, and they know they're bad decisions. They know it's not right, but they keep doing it. And it's like a lot of times we want to say that the devil blinded them. No, the devil showed himself, and they chose that path instead of going with God.
Yeah. You know, it's a thing, you know, think about this. You know, we talk about, Lord, forgive me of sins of commission. That's sins that you know that you've done. And forgive me of the sins of omission. That means of sins that you don't know that you commit, right? And so think about this, you know, think about this analogy. You come to the banks of the river, and there's a sign on a pole that says, "Do not take this boat. This boat, you know, you'll sink. There's a hole in the bottom of the boat." But you're so desperate to get to the other side that you even contemplate of getting in the boat. And just as the sign says, when you get to the middle of the lake, the boat sinks and you can't swim. That's where we're at today. That's that yoke of bondage. That yoke of bondage, even you just said it. They do it even though that they know that it's wrong, right? Is that the right analogy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean it's one of those things. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm disagreeing with you. It is.
Okay. So, you know, Ezekiel 11 and 19 says, and you know, God has made a way. He says that, and I will give them one heart, right? One heart means that it's not wavering. You know, he says, I will give them one heart, not wavering, not on the line today or and gone tomorrow. He said, I will give them one heart and I will put a new spirit within you. He says, David said, you know, renew the right spirit within me, right? Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. And I will take the stony heart out of your flesh. That stony heart is there because sin hardens your heart. Sin hardens your heart. When you allow, like you said, that the enemy shows himself and then you take that road, your heart begins to get hardened from the sin. And sin will lead you. The Bible says that once that sin has taken hold, then death comes, right? It says the wages of sin is death, right? You know, because once that you enter into that, right, and then you're not repentant, and you don't repent for your sins, and you just continue in sin. The Bible talks about putting us over to a reprobated mind where you think that you're right, but you're wrong. You think that you're right. You think that everything that you're doing is the right thing, but yet you're on that, the Bible says, narrow, right? Few are on that narrow road, but that very, very, very wide road, there's many on there because they going off of what they think is right. They that pride, right? We know that pride will lead you in the wrong way, pride leads to sin. You know, and so wide is that road that many are on, but it leads to destruction, you know. Well, we got to be careful. And it says, I will, you know, and then it says that I will give them a heart of flesh, a penitent heart. I'll give them a soft heart. I'll give them a tender heart, a heart that will listen to me, a heart that will bend to my will, a heart that will, you know, that will seek me early in the morning. The Bible talks about that he says, if you seek me early in the morning, you'll find me, right? This is what the Word of God says. I just love, you know, how that God reassures us. But this yoke of bondage is still there because, listen, Asia, it is possible. You know, people go out every day and they're talking to people on the street. They're talking to people that are hurt. They're bringing the word, right? But it's possible to be in the master's hand and to be marred, not to be saved. And it's crazy to say that, but there are people out there that are doing the work of, you know, work of the kingdom, but yet they are not kingdom minded. Do you understand?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Because that happens in churches a lot, and then they'll wonder why they're either losing members or they can't get members, and it's because you're not representing the right message. And someone who wants to praise God is not going to sit under someone who's not giving the right message. Like, it is the job of, you know, whoever is preaching or whoever is talking to feed whoever is listening. And if these people don't feel fed, they're going to go somewhere else.
My Lord. You know, you just said a mouthful, right? You know, you just said a mouthful. So many times that people have gone to church. And people have gone to church and, you know, come from outside in the world, come from outside, let's say, in the storm, okay? And they're looking for a place to you know, sin has battered them. We talk about, you know, the song says, by an angry sea, right? And they're coming in and they're seeking peace. They're seeking some kind of stableness from where they just came from. And they get into the church and they're looking, and what they left outside now presents itself on the inside. My, you know, that is horrible that we can even agree that it goes on, but it does. And sin is prevalent in the world. And unfortunately,
yeah, but it even says mm-hmm. it in the Bible, there are wolves in sheep clothing. So it's not like we didn't know they were going to be there.
You know what? You better go ahead with your bad self. Look at you. See, that's the point. You know, that's the point. You know, unfortunately, you know, I tell people all the time, I say, you know, that if you think that Satan don't come to church, oh, he does, but he don't come in by himself. You bring him mm-hmm. in there, okay? And, mm-hmm. you know, we have people that sit down in the pews, or they're working on the usher board, or they're in the ministry field, they're in the music department, or they're on the digging board, and they are what said, they're wolves in sheep clothes. They look the part. But their attitude is not there. You know, we're going to talk one day about that your fruit is going to tell on you. Because whatever fruit that you bear, right, that tells of who you are, right? The fruit, your fruit, if it's coming out that, you know, the Bible talks about that if you're not producing fruit, that Christ said that he'll cut you off, right? He'll cut that branch off because it'll ruin what? It'll ruin the rest of the tree, right? But, people choose, and I like what you said earlier, people choose. They're making choices, and God gave us a choice whether to do right or to do wrong. We have the opportunity to choose. It say, choose you this day whom you will serve. The Bible says that you can't serve what? Two masters. So you'll hate one and love the other, right? And so Christ said, you know, Christ said you can't sit on the fence. You got to either be hot or you either got to be cold. He said, because if you're lukewarm, he said, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth because you're not desirable. I need you to be hot or cold. I need to know what you are. I need to know if you're sold out or if you're lackadaisical. I need to know if, you know, you coming in with a crazy praise or you coming in. I need to identify you, you know? So, but, you know, what do you say about that, AC?
Well, for one, you know, I want to say God works in serious ways. You know, I got the Bible pulled up in front of me, and, you know, you brought up, you know, fruit that people bear. And right here in front of me, they say, how many fruits of the Spirit did Paul initially mention? And it's like, we don't realize what we carry every day mm-hmm. and what we can pass on to other people. And sometimes,
my Lord,
just having a smile on your face can change someone's entire world. Sometimes just being kind can make someone feel like they don't want to give up just now because they was getting ready to go give up. But you were so nice to them. And they said, I have faith that it's going to be okay. And sometimes we never take into consideration that in those moments, that is God speaking through us to these people. And he is saying what he needs to say to them. And that is what gives them that hope. And one thing that I love is I have spent my life allowing God to use me as a vessel and say whatever he needs to say. Because I know some people need to hear it. And even if it's hard for me to say it, it's still good that they get to hear it. Because they walk away knowing that God just touched their heart.
Mm.
Even if I don't bring up that, you know, God was speaking through me, and I've had moments like that where I didn't say, hey, God wanted me to say this to you. I just went and said something to him. And they look at me like, I needed to hear that. And I don't think anybody in this world knew that I needed to hear that, but you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the only thing I can say in that moment is, you know, I just allowed myself to be used. I just allowed myself to speak to you, you know, from a higher place than just myself.
My Lord. What a blessing. Well, you know, God works like that, Asia. God works like that. And, you know, God is not going to, you know, come off his throne and come down here to earth. He has you and I. And when that God needs something done, you know, when he needs to speak to a person, when he needs a word to be spoken, it's through you and I that those things get done. And the listeners need to know that God uses all of us, no matter, you know, what it is. God uses us, those that are willing to be used. He uses us, you know, for such a time as this. And so it's good to hear that you allow God to use you and you know, in those ramifications. Because listen, this thing of, you know, we're talking about the yoke of sin. It's real. But we also know that you know, Jesus told us that we could take his yoke upon us, right? And he told us that his burden is easy. I mean, that his yoke is easy and his burden is light, which is great. You know, we thank God for it. We know this, you know. You have to know that God is so wonderful that he already thought this thing out. He knew what he had to do in order to get us right with him, right? He knew what he had to do to get us to a point where we would, you know, the yoke of bondage for those of us that came from under it, right? You know, you got some. You know, like I often say, you know, the yoke of bondage is like being tied up with, what do you call it, plastic wrap? Because, you know, like when you trying to get out of plastic wrap, how hard it is to get out of plastic wrap, right? You got to struggle and struggle and struggle to get out. But that's how it is. And God knows that exit is really hard, okay? You have a lot of people that ask God, why did you let this happen to me? Or why did you put me in such a situation? We have to be careful how that we put things on God. You know, James chapter 1, verse 13 through 16 says this. It says, let no man say that when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. Verse 14 says, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it hath finished, bringeth forth death. Verse 16 says, do not err, my beloved brethren. So we know that, you know, God doesn't tempt us. It's the stuff that we already have on the inside that convicts us and causes us, you know. But then I always say that Satan knows what you like. He knows what you desire, you know, because unfortunately we are people that things that we desire, we speak it out of our mouth. You know, we tell what we want. You know, we speak it. And so that's when the enemy knows what that you want. He can't read your mind. The only thing that he can do is whatever that you voice out of your mouth. That's when he, you know, comes to know what it is that you desire. And we often say, you know, like for me, I'm going to say it, you know, but I know that, you know, the Lord, you know, will keep me, even though that I know that this desire, we were talking about this the other day, but we were talking about ice cream, weren't we, AC?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I know, amen, that I have a desire for ice cream, which I know that ain't good for me, you know, but I know that the Lord will keep me, you know. I have to ask him, you know, Lord, I know, you know, this is what we were talking about. I know that it's wrong, but I still go across the fence and get ice cream, you know what I mean? Woo, that dog gonna catch me sooner or later, okay? But this is something else, right? You have to understand that God knows all about us. He knows about our weaknesses. He knows about our strengths. He knows everything about us. And that's the thing where I like that verse where in Matthew, the 11th chapter, beginning at the 28th verse, it says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, you know, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He knows. He already knows. He, you know, and then I often say that Jesus came down here on earth and he experienced what you and I go through. He knows what it is to be cold and hungry. He knows what it is, you know, to go through everything that we will go through in life. He knows what it is that when you have an ache on the inside, because he experienced it himself. He knows what it is to see, you know, sin prevalent in the world and people choosing, you know, to go to the left when they should be going to the right. He knows what it is for people to have anger deep seated on the inside and won't let it go. He knows how that it takes. And then when you're angry and when that you hold grudges and when that you hold things on the inside, we know that it affects the body. You know, it affects the body in a negative way, and people end up being sick. They end up having high blood pressure behind it. People have had strokes and heart attacks, and even they have lost their life behind, you know, anger, deep-seated anger in the heart. But we have to be better. We got to do better. Yes, the yoke of bondage is there, but will we wake up one day? Will we, you know, allow the Lord to, you know, free us, to save us from that life of sin. That's one of the things, you know. All of us have taken that journey where God has lifted us and brought us to a place where when we look back and wonder how we made it over. Come on, Asia, say some good stuff to us.
I'm grateful that I get to be a part of this conversation. You know, we all have battles that we fight every day. And sometimes we get weary. And the best thing I can say to, you know, anyone that'll hear it is, even in those weary times, you can still get back up and everything can still be okay. But only if you believe it and only if you trust that you're not alone. The hardest part is we all feel like we're alone. But one of my favorite stories is the man walking in the sand on the beach. You know, he's walking across the beach and, you know, for a lot of his life, he sees two set of footprints. And in those really hard times, when it got so hard that he almost didn't make it, he said, God, there's only one foot. There's only one set of footprints in the sand. Why did you forsake me? Why did you leave me? And God said, my child, there's only one set of footprints because I was holding you.
My Lord.
When you are right there and you are giving up, God still has you in his arms. And he's still saying that he loves you. We have to remember that even when we are at our lowest and at our worst, God is still holding us in his hands and saying, my child, I'm here. It's up to us to listen.
Jesus. How beautiful, how beautiful. You know, it's something that people forget that, you know, he said he'd never leave us nor forsake us, you know, through the good, through the bad, through, you know, through the, you know, through the, you know, you know, having, you know, attitude and everything. He's still there, you know, and it's so nice to hear you say, you know, that even when you're weary, hold on, because the Bible tells us that, you know, even though that you're weary, you know, you don't be what? Weary in well-doing, right? For in due time, you'll reap a harvest. You gotta know that God is with you through every situation, whether that is death, whether that it's, you know, whether that it's, you know, your finances are not where you think that they should be, or you're not where you think that you should be, you know, God is still with you. He won't leave you, you know. He's right there with you, and all you have to do, all you have to do is acknowledge him. You know, this yoke of bondage that we've been talking about, you know, for every listener that's listening to us today, you know, the Bible tells us that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know, it tells us for the wages of sin is death, but it also says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The Bible says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And then the Bible tells us that neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given unto men whereby we must be saved. The Bible also says in Philippians 2:9-11, it says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. John 3:16 tells us that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
John 3:17 says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. My brother, Amen. My sister, boy, girl, to whoever is out there listening to us today, though that the yoke of bondage does exist, though that sin is in the world, it does not have to overtake you and cause you to err. You can take authority over that yoke of bondage. And, you know, I say to you that Satan wants to allure you with those things that keep you bound. He wants to make it sweet to you. He wants to keep you in it so that you never come to the knowledge that, you know, Christ is the answer. Listen, I trust that, you know, you understand that we are here just to tell you that there is a better way. We have been saying to you that, you know, that there is a way. You know, there is a way to get it right. Okay, you don't have to focus on the bad. You don't have to always, you know, believe the report of the enemy. You know, God is who he said. He is our redeemer. He is our buckler and our shield. He is our friend to the friendless. He is our mother to the motherless and a father to the fatherless. You know, he wants to be closer to us than a brother. He, you know, all we have to do is be willing to line up to, you know, to his will and his way. You know, I remember being young and hearing my dad say that, you know, some people, you know, get to a point where they hear the good news, but yet the thought of having to come in and do the right thing at that time just doesn't sound right. And I say to those of you that are struggling today, that are saying I'm too young to, you know, come in and, you know, give my life to the Lord, or you know, I still have things that I want to do in my life, you know, I don't want to come in just yet. Listen, the next moment, the next second, the next millisecond is not promised to us. God can come at any time. And one thing that I do say to people is that while that we have the time to search this out, while that we have the time to search who the Lord is, you know, what he's all about, it's time, because the Bible said it's going to come a day when we can't search no more. Why? Because Jesus will be in the air. It'll be too late. The trumpets will have sounded, and the clouds will roll away, and Jesus will be in the air. And the Bible says that those that are dead in Christ shall rise first, and then those that are left behind, that we shall rise to meet him in the air. My brother, my sister, boy, girl, you can know this Jesus that we've been talking about. that me and Asia have told you about, that we've said that he has been there through the thick and the thin, through the storm and the rain, through the heartache and the pain. He's been there, you know, but you have to reach out to him. We trust that you know the Lord today and that he is the focal point of your life in these last days. But if he is not, my brother, my sister, boy, girl, do you want to know him? Do you want to make him the Lord of your life today, no matter where you are, at your computer or your phone, your tablet, listening to us? You can make the Lord of your life today by doing a couple of things. And if you are not ashamed, no matter who's in the room with you, no matter where you are, if you're out and about or if you're at work, wherever that you are, do this with us now. Bow your head with me and repeat after me. Dear Lord, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me. Come into my life and cleanse me of my unbelief. I believe in you and in the salvation through the blood of Jesus. I turn from sin and trust in Jesus alone as my Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Listen, my brother, my sister, boy, girl, if you prayed that prayer, we're told in the Word of God in Luke 15 and 10 that all the angels are praising God for you accepting the Lord as your Savior. Now, don't take it lightly, okay? We need you to take this thing and run with it. We need you to get busy in the church. Get in a Bible-believing church and a Bible-teaching church. Don't just sit down on God. Be the kind of believer that gets to work, that gets out in the fields and begins, amen, to harvest, amen. The Bible talks about that the harvest is plenteous, but the workers are few. Let you be counted with those few that you are busy about your Father's business. Asia, we have about 2 minutes. Come on and give us some encouraging words, and then after you, we'll go ahead and close it out.
Just for anyone listening, you know, take time out to, you know, make sure you always thank God, because there are some people that didn't wake up this morning and they don't get to thank God again. And every day that you rise up and you open your eyes, I urge you to thank God, because there are so many people that didn't get to wake up with you. God is always with you. He loves you. And he is always pushing you in the right direction. You can feel it. And as we pray for you, I hope that you pray for us. And we love you.
Amen. 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 How beautiful. Listen, I have had a ball today. It has truly been exciting. I thank you, Asia, for joining us today. I truly love you. Thank you for agreeing to come on with your mama. Amen. And just get the word out there that others can know that there is a God out there that loves them even through the hard. It's so, you know, people are facing some things that, you know, I've seen on TV today, that a woman, she's had 2 heart attacks, got kids, had her stuff stolen, her husband passed away, but yet she's still holding on. These kind of stories give us the gumption to hold on just a little while longer. I'm glad that you're holding on. I pray, amen, that you will love on my grandson, because I love him, amen, and he loved his grandma, amen. I know that for sure, amen. And I just thank God again for the opportunity to be able to come before such a great amount of people, you know, God's people, that we can get out just this word to speak into somebody's life, to offer them, amen, Jesus Christ, amen. I thank God for the opportunity. I thank God for this. Thank God for BBS Radio. I thank God for them, for this platform.
Amen.
And so this has been Old-Fashioned Gospel Radio. If the Lord deems it, we will be with you again. Amen. I do believe the second week of March and every other Friday. And we thank God for you. Amen.